Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Mr. Giant Egg Roll himself.
I am the Giant Egg Roll.
Yes, you are. When I think of Giant Egg Roll, I think of you. Mr. Evan Peterson is here.
Howdy.
We are we're at a funeral.
We are.
I wouldn't call it a funeral. It's a... What would you call it? Like Custer's Last Stand, if you will, of restaurants. I don't know.
That's terrible.
Well, how would you call it? A retirement party.
A retirement party. I think that works. Third time's a charm with
Holy
you
crap.
Tonight.
There was so much alcohol in my cherry.
In your cherry?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's... I'm even letting that one slide.
Yeah, as you should. We're at a place that's going to be going out of business in a few weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
A place called King and I Tie. In a part of Minneapolis we haven't hit much of.
You know, which is surprising because I used to live right around here.
Right. And not even really around here. You're a good 8 to 10 blocks away, aren't you? Or used to be.
Used to be, yeah. That's around.
Around, yeah. But as far as this area goes, we've already hit... We hit Brits a long time ago. We hit Vincent's.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
You're still bitter about that.
I really am.
That's awesome. I'm very amused by that.
Oh, meat-filled meat burgers and the gloating that is contained therein.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cut that never really heals.
I wouldn't know.
I know you wouldn't.
Oh.
And you wouldn't care.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Because I'm dead inside.
Right. But the owners of the restaurant, which we just found out, one is from Thailand.
Yep, and the chef other, is from Bangkok.
Chef is from Bangkok. And the other owner,
her husband,
is from Duluth, Minnesota.
Yes.
They've decided to retire.
As is their want. I mean, this place has been open for 32 years.
Yeah. And
try some of this egg roll.
Okay.
And I'll vamp for a little bit.
Fair enough.
I haven't heard exactly why they're closing, other than, what prompted this decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard things about, like, the lease changing or something like that.
I heard the lease expiring.
Yeah. Which is interesting given that it's in the foot of an apartment complex. So, but, I mean, none of us are apartment landlords or...
No.
...rental law
But
people.
You'd have to think this is an instant revenue stream, but they might, you know, maybe the lease went up.
Maybe. Or maybe it was just, there was nothing untoward and the... apartment complex was happy to have them. It just the lease was they're ready to renew it, and they're just like, we're not really into it.
Right. But anyway, to kind of describe it, it is kind of a basement restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I think of places that I've been to in Boston and Chicago that are kind of like the little neighborhood joints where they basically don't have any windows to look out on.
Mm-hmm.
But what it makes up for a clean atmosphere and
Yeah, there's been a couple basement places in Minneapolis. The big one I can think of is the Dinky Towner. But that was much more of a dive than this place is. I mean, this is...
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I mean, as great as the food was there.
Yeah.
The, turns out that being owned by the Russian mob can have its downsides. But yeah, I mean, that place, like I said, was a hole. This place is... It's clean. It's well lit for the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's dining room. So I mean, it's not like we're not talking hospital or anything like that. But
that's a fair sized dining room. They also have a bar area, and mm-hmm. they would have had the summer patio area as well.
Mm-hmm. The bar area was well known for a lot of good music acts, mm-hmm. and DJs, and things like that. And back tomorrow, they've got a reggae group that I know plays regularly around here.
Will you be back?
Probably not. It's a busy week for me this week. I don't know why.
Well, okay. I was going to burn you there, and I just had nothing going on.
Yeah, well. Okay. So we start. We made it during happy hour.
Yes.
Because they have one of the longest.
And I was
happy
running
hours,
late.
Like one of the latest.
Yeah.
Happy hours.
Surprising.
Goes to 7.
Right.
Which, you know, kudos on them.
Yeah.
We got the half price drinks. I went with their blood orange margarita. Which is exactly what it sounds like. Rum and blood orange and...
A little triple sec
action in there. Nice little kind of citrus sugary rim.
I love how you love your rim sugar.
I love my sugared rims.
Yep.
It's very tasty.
Yeah.
I could have a lot of these. And probably not... probably not feel it till I stood back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be a mess.
Yeah, I'm probably going to limit my drinks to one tonight.
I would. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're getting, you should not have multiple Singapore slings.
No, and Evan just spoke of my.
I did.
My drink.
I spoiled it.
I've never actually had a Singapore sling.
Well, they'll knock you on your ass if you're not.
Yeah,
careful.
It is pretty much straight grain alcohol. I mean, it.
There's a still in the back.
Yeah. It's unbelievably strong. It's like
can I have a hit?
Yeah, it's like Wondrous Punch strong.
Oof.
That's what I'm comparing it to at this point. You can taste the different alcohols in there.
That's pretty good though. That's pretty smooth.
Yeah,
for
it's incredibly
sling.
Good, and it would be. That's the problem.
That is dangerous.
Yeah,
though.
You can't have more than one of those.
That is definitely. Oh wait. Oh, it is us. Excellent.
Maybe not. Maybe.
No.
Yeah.
Some of it is.
Yeah.
How are we
doing? Good.
Good.
This is the barbecue pork.
That's me.
Fried rice. Can you take one?
Thank you.
You want to keep it
for me? Oh, yes.
Thank you. Holy basil?
Yes. Thank you.
There's a side of rice that's...
All right.
Round. This is a calamari.
Okay.
I'll bring that for you right away.
Thank you. Right.
That was extremely fast.
Well, there's not a whole lot of prep. It's kind of a dump, a dump, and a dump.
That may be, but that's still pretty fast.
Yeah.
How's that for a little bit of speed?
Yeah,
yeah, I was
going to
say,
not bad.
That was pretty
not
impressive.
Bad. Thank you very much.
Spice church, hot soy sauce.
Excellent.
All three?
All
sure.
Three, why not?
Okay.
What do we got going on here?
We have a little chili powder.
Okay.
Chili powder with a garlic paste.
Okay.
Thai chilies in vinegar and Thai chilies in fish oil. Now, our insurance policy requires that I tell you guys to proceed with caution.
Fair enough.
Now I pass the liability onto you.
All right.
Everything at this point is your own damn fault.
Just kidding. No, just have a little fun. I believe they're all about the same as far as heat intensity goes. Mm-hmm. Just depends on how you like your chili season.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Excellent.
All very spicy, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
Chili is the first word in each one of those.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Make sure you're hydrated before you disappear.
All right.
All right, enjoy your dinner.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. So food has arrived already. Before we get to the food, we started with an appetizer.
Yes.
Giant king egg roll. And
okay.
It was a sizable egg roll.
I wouldn't call it giant.
No, I wouldn't call it giant. It was about the size of like a decent sized sushi roll.
Right.
And even cut like a sushi roll.
Mm-hmm.
Deep fried. And I enjoyed it.
I thought it was good too.
Yeah, it came with three different. Dipping sauces, which was nice because you got like the sweet. They had a sweet and sour. They had a kind of a like a spicy garlic.
Yep.
Which I also got with my calamari, and then they had just a straight up kind of, I'm guessing like a sriracha base kind of spicy red something, which is the scientific term for that.
Spicy red.
Spicy red something.
Mm. I thought that was your girlfriend's name in high school. Hi-yo. Hi-yo. Zing.
You're terrible. Stop that. Just stop.
Mm. So, I got the holy basil stir fry. And it just reeks of basil, which is awesome. Because I love me some basil.
Now, they have, like many restaurants that do a lot of spicy stuff, they have a rating system.
Yep.
It's out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the holy basil was a 4.
Yep, it's definitely a 4. I won't be needing any of that.
You don't think so?
No. No, I will probably be crying a little bit on the way home. Because that's about the time it's going to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be cursing myself tomorrow.
I was going to say, that was a bold choice on your part.
This is going to be a long night. I can already tell.
Well, should come as...
But it makes up for it with really good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hefty portion. A lot of times when you get curry or stir fries, and that doesn't show a whole lot in the description, that's typically a smaller amount. They fill you up with rice. This is a huge portion of stir fry, and equally huge portion of rice.
What I like about the sets is you got, I mean, it's good plates. Yeah. I mean, your rice dish, it's a full-on,
yep.
Looks like, you know, a family's, you know, rice dish. So it's you know, very, very colorful flatware.
Mm-hmm. It's got...
Which I pay attention to now because I'm a married man.
That's really surprising coming from you.
I'm married? Yeah, I'm as surprised as you are.
Really. Mine has incredible flavor. It's hot. It's hot.
I'm going to try a piece here.
Yeah.
It's just a mushroom. I don't want just a mushroom. Is this?
It might be mushroom too.
Is there anything other than mushrooms?
Chicken, right there.
There you go.
It's hot. Okay, just buyer beware. You okay?
That is outstanding.
Yeah.
Though, because it takes a while to.
It's the kind of heat that you kind of keep eating it type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's that dangerous kind of hot where you don't feel it right away.
Yep.
And you almost kind of feel, because you don't feel it right away, you keep eating to keep it from starting.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then it just comes back and kills you.
Yep.
That is definitely spicy. But I don't think that's unpalatable.
Uh-oh.
I mean, compared to like a Harry Sings.
Yeah.
You know, a Harry Sing, that's not a, that's not so much a dish as more of a
challenge.
A threat.
Yeah.
Like, Harry Sing hates you.
That was the most painful eating experience of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And not even close. That was the most pain I've ever been in over a span of days. It wasn't just...
Yeah. Yeah, you complained about that for
that
quite
was,
a while.
That was 3 days of recovery, how hot that was. This is excellent, well-rounded flavor.
Mm-hmm.
There's
I only got a piece of the chicken, but you definitely got, you know, chicken flavor, and so it was a well-cooked piece of chicken and well-spiced in addition to the heat. Yeah, it was very good.
With that lovely Thai basil fragrant piece to it in it as well. And it's just littered with Thai basil, which is... Well,
besotten, I think, is the word.
It's one of my favorite ingredients to cook with. I do... a lot of Asian cooking, and I love going to Asian markets, and Thai basil, I have to get every single time I'm there. You can get it some of the larger, you know, grocery stores, but it's a little bit hard
even
to
at
find.
Your vaunted Whole Foods.
Uh-huh.
But you can buy
so much of it so cheaply. You can make something like this at home and just get that punch of basil freshness. What did you get?
Well, I went a little milder, which regular fans of our show should come as no shock to you. I went with the King and I fried rice with barbecue pork, and the pork is outstanding. The fried rice is good and sticky. It's not overcooked. It's almost like a fried sushi rice in terms of its texture, which I like. Because it holds together well, and it works with a chopstick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get, like, Chinese takeout fried rice, and it's so dry. Like, nothing. It doesn't stick to anything.
Hell,
it's beat to hell. It's really an abuse. It's abused rice. It's not fried. It's abused. And it doesn't hold together. Beaten rice. I like that. But this holds well together. Works with, you know, they got, you know, pretty fresh for this time of year tomatoes.
So far, Joe.
Really
very
good.
Thank you. The barbecue pork is outstanding. It's moist. It's very flavorful. You get the little sprout pods or whatever the hell those are. a little bit of fried egg in there.
Bean sprouts.
Thank you. I only ever have them in fried rice, so I never remember what the hell they are. But
have you ever gotten like pad thai or any stir fry?
I don't. If I make stir fry myself, I'm not gonna throw in.
I might have one of these.
Go ahead. If I make stir fry myself, I don't necessarily go with like the bean sprouts. I go with like water chestnuts or something like that. I mean, it's a similar texture, but I just never get around to it. And no, I don't have pad thai ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the calamari is pretty outstanding. And yeah, so,
I'm gonna have another one.
It's fine. It's very light, very flavorful and flaky,
mm-hmm.
and
I think like a really good beer batter.
Mm-hmm. And it comes with a spicy garlic sauce, which is awesome. And we were talking about this before the show. I went out for dinner with some friends of mine.
Yep.
On Saturday, went to go see a movie, and afterward, we're in the mall, so we went to the Macaroni Grill.
Sad.
Well, it was all right.
You ever feel sad going to chain restaurants? Not talking fast food. I'm talking sit down chain restaurants.
No. You know, not often. Because, I mean, for one thing, you're in Roseville.
So is chain.
So there's not a whole lot of options. But, you know, we talked about this last week, where I'm not a fan of adjectives in menu item names.
Yeah.
And as far as chain restaurants go, I think Macaroni Grill is one of the better ones.
Yeah.
For that kind of stuff. You know, they're not trying to be overly family friendly. I mean, they're definitely mainstream, but not embarrassingly so, if that makes any sense.
I kind of get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I almost want to put it on like a tier.
Yeah.
Like you have your Olive Gardens, your Red Lobsters.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your next step up, and that's kind of where I'll put Macaroni Grill.
Mm. But anyway.
Sorry.
That's fine. And I ordered their calamari, because pretty much any time I get the option to do a calamari, I will. And their deep fryer was, they decided to take that moment at roughly 6:30 on a Saturday night to clean out their fryers. Like, strikes me as bad timing. Granted, I know nothing about restaurant management.
That's a really bad time to do it.
That strikes me as a bad time to do it.
It also strikes me as something that somebody said, that's not sanitary anymore. We need to do something.
They pushed it as far as they could.
Yep.
And that may be. But, you know, then tell me it'll be late. Don't tell me I can't have it. You know?
I can grab this.
What? Oh, I would. But, that dipping sauce from the calamari is fantastic.
Yeah.
I've got a little ginger in there.
That'd be pretty much good on anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that as like a glaze on some chicken, some grilled chicken.
Yeah, it would be outstanding. Mm. So far, all thumbs up.
Yep. I actually have some rice to cool my mouth down a little bit.
Yeah,
my nose is running.
You're looking
crazy.
A little flushed.
It's not. I'm not dying, but my nose is just running like crazy.
Yeah. Then on top of it, so not only did they not have the calamari, but I ordered like one of the new things. They're making this big deal about it. It was their Chianti sausage and crispy potatoes.
Okay.
Like, that sounds good. You know?
Yep.
They're out of potatoes.
How do you
run out of potatoes?
There's no shortage of potatoes. That I've read. There's a tweaky shortage.
Again, how do you run out of potatoes at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night?
Yeah. That's a bit much.
That's ridiculous. The upshot of that is they still gave me the sausage. So that what they gave me is and they made up for the missing potatoes. They replaced it with more sausage.
I approve of
this. So I got literally a cereal bowl full of sausage.
I'm wondering where the complaint is.
I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out that...
To me, this is day is coming up Millhouse.
Yeah, that is definitely, you know, a happy accident, but it's more just like, what the hell? And to their credit, they ended up comping me my entire meal.
Wow.
Even the stuff that they did have.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she was so embarrassed that everything I ordered kept coming up with problems. We were actually joking that they were going to run out of Dr. Pepper because that's what I was drinking at the time.
That actually would have been pretty funny.
No, whatever.
Our Dr. Pepper machine is broken.
Now, one thing we forgot to mention last week, it was Thanksgiving this week.
Right.
I don't know how that slipped our mind.
That's like our favorite holiday, too.
It is one of them.
Oh, it's one of the great eating holidays of the year. It's a high eating holiday.
It's a high eating holiday.
High food holiday, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did two Thanksgivings.
I did. And between the two, I've yet to have a decent stuffing.
Okay.
And that's not meant to be a joke, but... Okay.
Now, one of those is your fault.
One of those is my fault, and it was my fault. And it ended up being my fault. The first Thanksgiving was with my family. It was hosted by my aunt and uncle. And they... my aunt's a fairly good cook and a fairly experimental cook. We had two turkeys. We had a smoked turkey, which was... Well, come on. There are a few things better in this world than smoked turkey. And to be completely honest and forthright, there are a few things I love more in this world than smoked turkey. I like smoked turkey more than I like you.
It's a low bar, for one
thing. It's true. But it's a bar that smoked turkey happily leapt over. But, so we had that, and then we had a citrus brine turkey as well.
Oh, really?
Which was equally as good.
Nice.
Just really, really super fragrant, and, had just a bunch of flavors that you're not really used to having in a turkey. Very, very good. We had that. And then she did two stuffings. She did a chorizo and cornbread stuffing.
I'm with you. I like it.
And then she did an apple and raisin stuffing.
No.
You don't fruit the stuffing. That's rule...
Don't fruit the stuffing.
That's rule number one of Thanksgiving.
The only exception to that is apple. And that's because it goes with the typical flavors of stuffing very well.
But
even then, that's a fine line.
Yeah, you can't overdo it.
You can't overdo it, and raisins are right out.
Right. Right.
That's just... It makes Pilgrim Jesus cry.
Right. Now, the second Thanksgiving, which we hosted... We had just a traditional in-bird stuffing, but we brined the turkey, and the brine was too strong for the stuffing inside the bird.
Oh, see, that was tactical.
So we had stuffing out of the bird, but I didn't have any of it, and it was all gone by the time I went up back for seconds, that stuffing was. And it was
well, just, that's a good sign, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that stuffing turned out perfectly, but it's hard to screw that up.
I suppose.
But... It was a tough pill to swallow to get through, you know, two Thanksgivings and not have
a decent stuffing.
Not have a decent stuffing. So there's a very good shot that there's going to be a box of Stovetop in my life. Because honestly, that soothes the savage beast.
It does. I had similar, I don't want to say stuffing trauma because I didn't have a bad stuffing, but
most stuffing
different
trauma.
It's more of drama than trauma. How about that?
Okay.
So I went with my mom's side of the family, because my dad's side was down in Florida for Walt Disney World or Land or whatever one's down there.
That's World.
Okay.
I'll draw you a map.
Thank you.
Yep.
And my wife's family decided we're going to do Thanksgiving up here and Christmas down with her family. So, you know, so it was my family that was in charge. So went to my mom's place, or my grandma's place, actually. And, you know, my mom's side of the family, very typical, very traditional they did do a crock potted turkey, which was you just basically carve it up and cook it in a crock pot.
Interesting.
It was fine, but we've talked about this on the show several times before. I think turkey is a, by and large, a pointless meat. So I cannot think of any situation that I would prefer turkey in, regardless of preparation or anything.
Smoked?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's just I'd rather smoke a ham. Okay. Or something like, even smoke a chicken or
in the in the totem pole of meats.
Yeah, it's very low.
Turkey's at the bottom.
It is. So that was fine. But what was interesting was my aunt Stacy. She has apparently decided to go gluten free.
Oh.
Which did not shock me at all. She's always been very kind of health conscious and all of that. So that didn't shock her. So what she did is, not only did we have a gluten-free, was it apple pie or pumpkin? There was some pie that was gluten-free. I didn't have it. I went with the traditional pumpkin pie.
Good for you.
So,
good for you.
That wasn't out of any sort of
I would have thrown protest the one on the floor. Or
anything. But they also did a gluten-free stuffing. And you know what? Oh, she said she likes pie. It was pretty good. I gotta say, it was very different. I mean, my mom makes a traditional style stuffing, sage and celery, and it's all the classic. This was different. The texture was different.
Playing for the other team.
The texture was different. It was almost like a mousse. I mean, it was a little thicker than that. It wasn't like foamy or anything.
Listen to what you're saying.
What?
Just listen to yourself.
I'm listening to myself. I'm. What is with the offended face?
You are a red-blooded American male. You eat the full-fat version. You eat the meated version. Not gluten-free.
Try it. Mm. That's what I'm going to say. You got
to
try it.
No, I refuse to. That's against my religion.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
All I'm saying is it was surprisingly good. I went back for seconds. I'll just tell you that. Considering my second helping was almost entirely stuffing. I had various stuffings.
Just a play of stuffing.
Yeah. So, that was the experimentation this time. Was the gluten free stuff?
It's just wrong, dude.
Why? What? what is glutinous in a stuffing that is really necessary?
It's a fad. It's a fad. Unless you have a gluten allergy, you don't need to eat gluten free. What is the dietary?
I have done a grand total of 5 seconds of research, so I could not tell you.
Well, you didn't ask?
No, why do I care?
I was curious.
Thanksgiving is not the time to question people's dietary choices, especially when they're providing you food.
I did.
I know, and this is why your family and your friends hate you. Because you're a judgmental bastard.
No, I did. I have a cousin who recently, after working in an animal shelter this past summer, has decided to go vegetarian.
Okay.
To which I nearly made her cry on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's okay.
She's just a hate monger. That's really what it is.
It is not hate.
It is hate. It is hate.
There's a reason why she has stunted growth. There's a reason.
Because she went vegetarian 3 months ago?
Yep.
How much growing is she going to do in 3 months? I'm assuming she's an adult, too.
She's a junior in high school.
Okay. Regardless, most of the growing's done. You're just an idiot.
Not idiot, just a red-blooded American male.
Pretty much the same thing. So much food.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch any of those spices.
No, I'm out.
They're even scaring me just sitting on the table.
But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and call this. This is the best fried rice I've ever had.
Really? I got to try some.
Yeah, please do. It is outstanding.
I'm just going to shovel
the only thing it's missing, I kind of want a little more vegetable in there. Maybe some peas.
There's no egg.
There's a little egg. It's very little.
Okay. We might give that a little whirl.
But yeah, just a little difference in texture. A little pop of the pea, you know, something like that. It would shut the mother down and shut this mother down. That's what I meant to say. Not shut the mother down.
That's good.
I know. I agree. It's for just pretty much straight fried rice, it's pretty outstanding in my opinion. Mm. Go ahead. No, you.
I was going to say the best fried rice I've ever had is at Ramitai in St. Paul. Mm. They do a sriracha fried rice. You get it mild, and it's just a little bit less spicy than my holy basil stir fry. So, but you get it with a little pork in there. Oh, so it's like just a tad bit spicy fried rice. Yeah, buddy.
Nice. Mm. Oh boy, I get to sit here and eat.
That's kind of our job.
Kind of. That would probably get paid for it, though. Mm. So we did the Thanksgiving stuff.
Uh-huh.
Something I was meaning to talk about last week, and I finally remembered what I was trying to. Remember last week? In the last few weeks, one of my favorite places to shop has reopened. The Cost Plus World Market.
Oh, I was going to go with the Hillshire Farms kiosk.
They have a kiosk? Where is this kiosk?
In the malls.
They've
during Christmas time.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Probably because I avoid malls during Christmas time.
Right. As any sane human being would.
Yeah. But no, Cost Plus World Market is basically like the Whole Foods for everything else.
It's like if Whole Foods and Pier 1 had an illegitimate love child,
mm-hmm.
That's what Cost Plus would be.
Mm-hmm. And I could give a shit about the furniture.
Right. You gotta go there for just a crazy...
My wife, however, is not on that same line.
Oh.
So we've already bought a new bathroom vanity storage thingy.
That's right.
Which is apparently my mission this week is to hang that.
Also turn into the bane of your existence.
Meh, shouldn't be too hard.
Anybody listening want to place bets on how much venting is going to be done about that one?
No, we'll be fine. But I go there for the food.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. I get my pretzel, my peanut butter filled pretzels.
Yep.
Now, the first time we've gone twice in the last 2 weeks. And the first time I went with the chocolate-covered pretzel, or peanut butter-filled pretzels, which are very good.
Yeah.
This time I dialed it back and just went with the straight.
You rang it in?
But you get it in a resealable tub.
Nice.
So I don't know why, but that makes a huge difference for me. But for me specifically, is the sheer... You know, variety. You okay there?
Went down the wrong pipe. I'm good.
All right.
Sorry.
It's your variety of craft soda that is available to you.
It's nuts there. I could walk around there for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And have. It's right by my work.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go over there on lunch break.
Oh, it's awesome.
Just eat lunch there.
Yeah, I can get my Hawaiian onion rings.
What?
Which are delicious. You ever had that Hawaiian? What's this? I don't know what the brand is, but it's just Hawaiian, different kinds of Hawaiian chips. But they do a Maui onion, almost like a Funyun.
But you like Funyuns.
I don't. There's something about these that are just are delicious. They're outstanding.
Maybe you need to go back down that Funyun road.
They got all this British candy.
Yeah.
You can get like Maltesers and fucking Cadbury drinking chocolate.
And then they have the Aero bars there too.
Aero bars.
Yep. What else?
Although Nestle does an Aero bar right now, so that's not that hard to find if you're looking
for it. But if you're looking for the good Cadbury one, yeah. And then, you can find these during the holidays at just like Target or anywhere. But Tim Tams.
Tim Tams.
Oh my God. Screw you, Jason Alvey, for introducing me to Tim Tams.
This has cooled off enough where I have to use a spoon now for my fried rice. Not quite sticking together to the level I need it to.
I love Tim Tams. I had no problem polishing off a box of those myself in a sitting. I might love Tim Tams just as much as I love Oreos.
You know, Heather picked up a package of penguins.
You have to enlighten me.
Imagine a Twix bar.
I'm already following
you. Except instead of peanut butter and caramel, it's just more chocolate. But different kinds of chocolate.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're very good.
I'm just going to go there and just eat chocolate for lunch. Mm-hmm. It's right across the street from where I work, literally. I could walk there if it wasn't so damn cold out.
Mm-hmm. But I picked up some Australian root beer.
Okay.
Which I haven't had yet, but I've been told it's very good. I got like a sampler thing last time I was there. I got, you know, some lemonade soda. I got this really good grape. I think it's just called New Grape.
Real creative.
Real creative. Pig Iron Cola, and I tend not to be a cola guy, but that was very good. Almost had kind of a cherry, like a real cherry flavor to it. They actually have cherry.
How are we doing, you guys?
Very good.
Excellent.
You ready for us right now?
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Thank you.
They actually have cherry extract drink there, which I have to really, really be in the mood for, because that stuff will make you. You know, do you remember the ad? I forget which company did it, but the sour beer face.
Keystone.
Was that Keystone?
Yeah, it was horrific.
Yeah, but they did the ads for the sour beer face. Yeah. That's the face I make I don't know why either.
Watch a lot of football.
Apparently, but that's the face I make when I have cherry drink, because it's just such a strong
drink or drank.
It's not drank. I don't know what the actual term for it is, but it's basically like cherry soda.
Okay. Isn't it just red? Isn't it just called red?
No, it's not called red.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, I know.
Can't find those anywhere anymore.
They were available here up in the States for like a week.
You know what I'm talking about?
The Big Reds.
No, not Big Reds.
No.
I'm talking about like the red drank. The plastic bottle with the peel-off lid.
Oh.
Red drank.
Yeah, no.
Green drank.
You get Frosties. Frosties, a brand of drinks. Typical for their, or known for their very fluorescent. Like they do a blue cherry cola, which looks like the color of antifreeze.
That color does not exist naturally in this world.
No. But that's like, I love that place.
It is.
I just stock up. I got a package of mini moon pies.
Wow.
It's like the world's greatest gas station ever.
God, you're fat.
I know. But I'm starting to hoard various snack foods in the basement now.
That's coming close to the apocalypse.
I'm preparing it.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that a trip to there might not be a bad idea in the next month or so.
No.
Just make sure I'm set for a couple weeks or so when the zombie apocalypse starts.
What I like about that place is that it's designed around gifts. You know, there's a lot of kind of kitschy looking things. And they have, you can buy literally a yard of Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
You know, or there's a s'mores kit that is about 2 feet long.
My dad.
It seems excessive.
My dad loves that place. They have all different types of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're famous for their coffee.
My dad, I'm not a big coffee drinker. You're not a big coffee drinker, and especially not flavored coffees. Like I'll have just a regular cup of coffee if I need a little
pick me up in the morning. But I don't like mint, you know, chocolatey garbage. My dad freaking loves that shit. Loves it. My brothers do too. I don't understand it. And my dad says that literally, like, I'll email him and be like, what do you want for Christmas? Any type of flavored coffee from Cost Plus or Market.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go there and just go to town.
You can. In fact, their little loyalty thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
They track your coffee purchases separately.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how serious they are about their coffee.
And you can literally find stuff that you can't get around there. I mean, you just... Disgusting.
Yeah, I don't see the point myself.
I don't see it. I don't get it.
That's the wife's thing, too. She's all into the flavored coffees. And we never make it at home.
Right.
But, you know, when she's out, you know, she'll get the pumpkin lattes. And
ish.
Pumpkin
is made to be in a bar form or in a cake
pie?
Form
pie.
Or pie form. Yes. That is it. I'd even count it as a vessel for cooking other things in. I've had before.
Yeah, awesome. So have I. Oh, I've hit that point when you have too much like Chinese food.
Your stomach is gonna swell so hard.
I'm in that kind of sleepy, hazy
sleep mode.
Oh yeah.
Have a couple more bites of this. You won't sleep at all tonight.
No, I'm good. I had my piece. I lived the dream of the holy crap chicken. Or whatever it's called.
Holy basil.
I stand by my name. It's very flavorful.
Mm.
It's just not something I would want a lot of.
No. Buyer beware. It is spicy.
That's true. Excuse me.
Are we sitting for time here?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're in good shape here. I really should write down the topics.
That would require prep work.
It would. And, it really would. And that's just anathema to this entire.
Right. That's not what we do.
It's not how we operate, Dan.
Not how we roll, if you will.
No.
As the kids like to say.
Yes, that is true.
Here's something. I've got. I'm catering a Christmas party.
Oh, you know what? You mentioned this on the way out last week.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And because we teased a feature and then never did anything with it. Again, a theme with the show.
Yes, that's what we do.
You've been doing this football menu thing.
Yes, yes.
And you had some sort of mishap last week. There's something with Detroit that you had some sort of problem.
No, it wasn't a problem.
Oh, it wasn't
it was
a problem?
It was the glorious find.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I knew there was some event involved.
Thank you
Detroit.
For remembering that.
You're welcome.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, so we played Detroit.
Explain what you're doing.
Okay. If you listen back to our show at that we did at Smack Shack and the 1029 bar,
mm-hmm.
My idea, blame brain idea, was... Yes, please. Thank you. It was really good.
He couldn't finish his. He's weak.
Yes. Weak willed.
That's okay.
Thank you. So I got this crazy idea that to take the Minnesota Vikings schedule and every day that they were playing, design make a dish from the city that of the opponent of that week. So if they're playing Green Bay, make something that was native to Wisconsin, you know, bratwurst or knockwurst or you know, something inherently German.
That actually reminds me.
Take this for you?
Yes, please. How about this?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see these.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Let me interrupt you. The at Cosmos World Market they have some sort of wurst. I forget which kind of wurst, but it's in a jar. Okay,
it's the worst wurst, probably
jar wurst or something.
Ish.
It looks like a jar full of penises. I could not buy it in good conscience, even if it was delicious.
You should have at least taken a picture of it.
I should. Next time I go there, I will take a picture and post it, because it literally looks like a jar of pickled...
It's the worst of the worst.
It looks like a jar of pickled penises is what it does.
Gross.
And whoever they took them from, you know, they're doing all right, but, you know, it's...
Yeah. It's downhill from here.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
Oh, that's fine. So the idea is to make a dish that is from the opponents of said week. So when we played San Francisco, we made Mission-style burritos from Mission District, or basically like a Chipotle burrito with the rice and everything. That's basically where it started, Mission District of San Francisco. So we played Detroit 2 weeks back, and they have a very large Greek population. So I'm like, well, why don't we make Euros? But not just make Euros. Let's do it proper.
Okay.
Let's make the meat. Let's make the tzatziki, you know, from scratch.
No, I think we're good.
I think we're good. Thanks,
man.
You're welcome.
Just split it.
Yeah, well, I can...
Okay.
We can deal with it later.
All right. Make the tzatziki from scratch. You know, the whole shoot and match. Well, we started looking at the recipes for the gyro meat.
Okay.
And it was inherently complex.
It's gyro meat.
Well,
it was a secret Greek secret.
Right.
Well, it was... And that's double secret for people paying attention.
It was Alton Brown...
Well, Alton Brown always complicates things.
Alton Brown is the anal retentive chef.
Well, what was his recipe that was like 17 pages that we talked about before?
God, I don't know, but I'm making one of his recipes that's 4 pages long this weekend. Freaking ham!
Oh, I think that's what it was. It was the city ham.
It was a city ham.
Yeah, the city ham.
No, it was, I take it back. It was the country ham.
Yeah,
he has a country ham and a city ham. The country ham takes 58 hours to cook.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, you know.
Anyway. So. Decide, okay, clearly cannot make this meat from scratch. Mm-hmm. A, we don't have time. And B, I can't do it. I don't have the grill for it. I don't have the attachments to set a grill for it. It's not going to happen this time around. I will probably tackle it sometime in the future, but it's just not happening this time. So I'm like, well, the options are to go to Cub or Spirelli's and whatnot, get the gyro kit and just discard the tzatziki sauce and make that from scratch. So you're kind of half.
Well, tzatziki is stupid easy to make.
Right, right. Well, as long as you know, following the whole shoot match where you're straining the yogurt.
It's by Greek yogurt. It's already strained.
Well, we did it by... wanted to do it right.
Okay, are you going to raise the cows to make the milk?
No,
There's a logistical limit here.
No, but if you're looking at recipes that, you know, it's from... you know, you find recipes online that's from, you know, a Greek mother, you know, type of deal. You want to make sure you're doing it proper.
Fine. So, anyway.
Don't really want to go with that style of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, what can we do? Well, we could just scrap the gyro meat idea and just do, like, a chicken souvlaki, which is very, very straightforward, very easy to do, and can get that only has to marinate overnight. And I'm like,
When I do chicken souvlaki, it's like an hour.
It says in most souvlaki recipes, hour to 24-hour marinade. But because you never plan ahead and you don't care about what you put in your body, especially with taste.
Wow. You're
and you don't a you're jerk. Not a very good cook. And
wow.
and you're ugly.
Look, just because this is the only thing outside of work that you do during the week,
I got to get my licks in where I can.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, where can I find this? And so I literally did a Google search.
Literally?
Literally. Figuratively.
Literally. No, I think you used it correctly in this case. I just like making fun of you.
I did a Google search on Euro Meat Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing...
You found the Greek gay bar.
I did that. I did find that.
It's actually called Euro Meat.
It was awkward.
But Euro is spelled Y-O-U... -RO.
A lot of fist pumping.
Yeah.
Not the type you're thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the first thing that came up was Bill's Imported Foods off of Lake Street.
Okay.
In Minneapolis.
I know the place.
Right across the street from Bryant Lake Bowl.
Yep, I've been there.
Strange enough, we've never done a show from.
It's because it's very loud.
It is very loud.
That's a tricky place sonically. But maybe this is my ethnocentrism here.
Yeah.
I don't want my imported foods from a guy named Bill.
Well, it might be you.
I want Habib. I want Yang. I want a foreign name.
I understand. I understand where you're coming from.
But I don't want them imported from Burnsville.
But you walk in there and it is just Greek food from here to Athens type of deal.
You had to look up a city in Greece.
I didn't think very hard for that one.
Yeah, you did.
But they've also got cold food and fresh cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they make the cheeses type of deal. And olives and homemade tzatziki and homemade pitas and the whole shoot and match. And so I'm looking around for the Euro meat, and they basically have like three styles. They have the pre-sliced that's pre-packaged from some other brand.
Mm.
They have pre-sliced that they've made. But then they have something that might be one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my entire life. And that is a block of Euro meat. Now wrap your brain around this.
I'm ready.
You have a 3-pound slab of Euro meat. And basically what you do is you just carve off what you want, throw it in the pan, and it's done. Euro bacon.
I'm picturing something like a spam log.
No. Think like a big piece of bacon.
Okay.
It's something sexier than a spam log.
There is nothing sexier than a spam log.
True.
You bite your tongue, sir.
Yeah. But you can make it whatever thickness you want. Whatever thinness you want. Oh my god. And it was, so I got a 3-pound Euro brick for $12.
I think it's more of a plank.
Plank. No, plank kind of sells it short. I think when I think plank, I think thin. And this thing was not thin.
Good, you know, a good 4x4.
It was,
it's a plank.
It was about a foot.
Okay.
By about 5 inches by about 2.5 inches.
That's a slab. I would say that's a slab.
Yeah. Not a slit. Slab. Yeah. We'll go with it. Oh, it was beautiful. Oh, my God. I've got a good 2 pounds of Euro slab sitting in my freezer. That I basically can say for
now,
rainy
day. Now,
what
can you cut it with? Like, could I take, like, a cheese slicer to this thing?
That's the other thing, is you really need to have a thin knife,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have that sumbitch pretty cold, because it is kind of a formed meat plank.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do kind of need to baby it a little bit. So the colder it is, the easier it is to cut, I thought. And
keep the meat cold, not the knife.
Right.
Okay.
Well, both.
Okay.
Both. But the other thing you could use...
See, I think a hot knife would help.
The other thing you could use is like a cheese... Not a cheese knife, but... Yeah, what do you call like a cheese... like a cutter, but it's just basically a thin piece of wire or a thin piece of string.
A cheese slicer.
Okay. Well, that would work too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why? Well, I didn't realize I was speaking Swahili to you.
No, but I think there's a more technical name for it.
No, I think it's just cheese slicer.
Okay. But that
someone
would
correct us if we're wrong, but
that would work
sure
extremely well.
Okay.
Because
that's what I picture. I picture you like shaving off, even like the long way.
Yes.
Where you're taking that slice and you're just rolling it down.
But not using that. I know what you're talking about. The little slit with the pie shaped thing with the slit in it.
No, I'm talking
the wire.
I'm talking the little Y shaped dealy with the roller and the wire.
That's what I want. That's what would work perfectly.
Yeah. AKA a cheese slicer.
I'm thinking there's a technical name for it.
I really don't think we can figure it out.
I'm not sure how to say thank you in Swahili, so I'll just say thank you in English.
Well,
thank you.
That works too.
We don't want to believe me.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. So,
I got to point this out here. Yeah. While I enter, but that was just a perfect example. Yeah. You know, knowing that this place is shutting down.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be in great spirits.
Yep.
You know, there's no dour attitude toward the thing. I mean, granted, it's still got a while, and that might change between now and then.
Yeah. I might go into what are they going to do? Fire me more?
Well, that might be, but you know we've had
that was for you, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We've had nothing but amazing service and just happy people, and that's been awesome to see. Because I mean, we've both been to places that are in danger of closing, and everyone knows it,
right?
And it shows in the service, and that's we've seen none of that tonight. So I just wanted to point that out.
No, I completely agree with where you're going with that. You really need that cheese slicer contraption. I was able to cut it with a very, very sharp knife, and that worked pretty well. But you really have to baby it, and I let it thaw a little too long.
Mm.
But again, all you have to do is throw it in the. It's like bacon. I might actually just have that as a breakfast meat substitute. Like that.
That would be. I've actually had.
Oh my God! I've wrapped my brain around that.
No, I've actually had because we've talked. I don't know if we talked on the show, but between the two of us, we talked about our love of Dino's.
Yeah.
This is a local chain here in Minneapolis. Yeah. And amazing Greek food, especially for a fast food kind of style place. It's amazing. And we've gotten like bulk shredded, gyro meat from there before.
Okay.
And I've thrown that in like scrambles and omelets and things like that. Oh my God.
Wrap your brain around this
one. I'm ready.
All right, ready? Okay. English muffin.
Yeah.
A little egg.
Okay.
A little cheese.
Yeah.
Maybe like a feta.
Sure.
Gyro meat.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato. Onion. Avocado.
Okay.
And then the top.
That'd be a good do like a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
That might be too big for a breakfast sandwich.
How dare you, sir?
And this is from a guy that loves
How
stuff.
How dare you, sir?
But I'm just
like,
thinking.
I don't even know you.
I'm thinking. See,
you can even throw like some green peppers on it.
Here's what I'm thinking. You do the gyro meat, but you do it like a Benedict. And you put a little Greek seasoning into the hollandaise.
Oh my Lord.
A little bit, little bit of basil.
Crazy talk.
Yeah, you could have some fun with it.
Oh my God!
If you're a fan of olives, you get put a little olive.
Maybe a little tapenade, right? Just put on the top.
Yeah, I'm not. I know that sounds like
I know,
like,
you're not, but you're not. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah. Nice that you think that's my only flaw is my dislike of
olives.
It's
not the only flaw.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about that.
All right. Well, on that lovely note, we should wrap up here. You know, I am very upset that this is the first time I've been here.
Yes, as am I. This is a favorite of my girlfriend, and she's been here many times, and never actually been here together. Mm-hmm. And this is my first time here, and I'm kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm so happy I have lunch for tomorrow.
Yeah, and you got a sizable portion. I mean, that's a nice thing. Like, I before we started the show, I made the comments like, God, this seems a little pricey.
Yeah, totally worth it.
But for the amount you get and for the quality, I think it totally fits.
And you cannot beat the drink specials.
No.
$3 off both of our drinks.
No.
That's, you can't beat that.
And they were very good drinks.
Yes, they were.
strong alcohol, but you didn't taste it.
Right.
It wasn't quite to the ridiculousness of like a Red Dragon.
Red Dragon or Suzy's.
But there's definite some stank on it.
Yep.
So
we'll see how we feel when we stand up.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said this before. That fried rice was outstanding.
Yeah. Yours was very, very good.
Yeah. The calamari was delicious. I really am a fan of lightly battered calamari. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll get like the mozzarella stick batter on there, and that's just wrong. It doesn't work.
It's almost like a panko crust on it.
Yeah.
It's just wrong.
Yeah.
Do a light batter. Like, what they did was perfect, and that sauce that was with that?
The weird thing is there's this weird disconnect between like a beer battering and Italian food. And I think there's so many Italian dishes that could do with a beer batter or something like that, but they don't. They do more of a heavy batter.
Yep, that's just wrong.
I'm not saying it's wrong, it's just I think they're missing an opportunity.
Yeah.
But yeah, that calamari was outstanding as well. That's kind of spicy ginger sauce, that kind of ginger butter, I guess would be a good way to put it. It was
that's an excellent way to put it. Cause it was kind of it had that kind of consistency of a butter.
Mm-hmm.
My dish was awesome. I think the only thing I didn't really care for was the egg roll.
Yeah, the egg roll, I was a little bit nervous. Underwhelmed.
Off the bat, just because that was just like...
I mean, it was fine, but it wasn't special.
And I think it would probably, if I come back, knock on wood, before they close, I would try their other, you know, traditional Thai egg roll, which is made with the lumpia skin.
Mm-hmm. This is more of a traditional kind of skin.
Almost like a Cantonese egg roll, but a little bit weirder. Something was off.
Yeah. Again, it was fine, but nothing special.
Nothing to write home about. Just very, very well-rounded flavors and excellent service.
That comes from a place that's been around for 30 years.
Right, right.
You know, they've had time to get this shit together.
Right. It makes me feel a little bit sad that, again, it's taken us this long to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're spiceless, and every time I suggested it, it's all your fault.
Yeah, I'll cop to that. Yeah. I will.
It's time for you to fall on your sword.
I was afeared.
Speaking of ginger butter, you got some.
Did I get some?
Right about on there in the shirt.
Oh yeah, I see that. Look at that. That's not ginger butter. That's the sweet and sour.
Oh,
I'm a mess.
You really are. You dining with you is unnecessary.
Sorry, this is the second work day I've worn this shirt anyway. So it's we're good.
Time for a wash anyway.
Yeah.
But two thumbs way up for
it definitely behooves you guys listening to check this place out. They're doing events pretty much up until the end, the way it looks.
Yep.
You know, they're doing tastings, they got music acts coming through, they've got DJs on a regular basis. They're keeping it strong the entire way.
I think in the next 20 odd days that they're still open, I think I'll definitely trying my damnedest to make a trip back, and I try not to go to places, even how much I love some of the places we've gone.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to go back there too soon afterwards, but this...
The clock's ticking.
Clock's ticking, and it's definitely worth a return
visit. Yeah, absolutely. So we want to thank you guys for listening, as always. Another shout-out again to our great intern, Cody. We need to find a better name for intern than intern for her.
Does she have a last name?
Yes, but I'm not going to say it on the air.
What does it start with?
A C. There's two C's.
We'll call her ICC.
That's retarded. Icy. Don't just stop.
Intern Cody.
This is why I love it. It's going to stick. This is why I don't suggest things to you. Anyway, big thanks to her while she's still working for us. As always, big thanks to you, listeners, for supporting us. Big thanks to our sponsor, HopChart.com. And... What am I forgetting? Oh, yes. We just announced this week, between now and December 14th, our store, which you can find at fanspansgangsters.com, just click on the store button. Everything in the store is free shipping for the U.S. and Canada until December 14th. So if you wanted to pick up a shirt or pretty much all we got is shirts, then we... free shipping until December 14th. We're also going to be debuting a new shirt for pre-order tomorrow. So by the time this comes out, we'll have the new shirt available for pre-order. And my phone is blowing up here. Someone from Osseo, so they're going to have to wait. listeners of this show in particular will probably enjoy our pre-order shirt.
Oh, really?
Just because it's very Minnesota-centric.
You don't say.
And if you followed us on Facebook, we mentioned it on Facebook about a month ago.
Okay.
Just to get some preliminary
feedback
on it. So, but that'll be out by the time this comes out, so definitely check that out. And that'll be available for pre-order. It won't be available by Christmas, but it will be available in the new year. But we're doing the pre-order stuff so we can actually afford to print the shirts. So check out fanspansgangsters.com. And the next few months are going to be very interesting for the website. We got a couple new shows in the pipe very shortly coming out here. I want to say by end of January, we're going to have at least one new show, if not two. So lots of fun there. As always, we want you to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguidetolife. Twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. We couldn't fit to life in there. That's why we have to do it shorter. So WellFedGuideFPG on Twitter. Facebook is WellFedGuideToLife, and Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife as well. And stay tuned. I know I've been pimping this for a while, but you know, negotiations are a much longer thing than I would imagine. But we might have a brand new sponsor shortly. So stay tuned for that. I'm looking forward to talking about that. Anyway, and thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week.